We're learning Mishubat B'chavadat, we're in Chelek Bet Siman Chet. The question he's dealing with is, those who need to get to work early, how do they deal with tefillah? Or forget having to get to work early, depending on the time of year, even if you need to get to work, not particularly early, but sometimes when the sun rises later, forget there's no people who need to be at work at 5 or 6 in the morning. Sometimes you even need to be at 8 in the morning, which is not particularly early, and how do you deal with the Zmanei tefillah, B'diavad, when you're stuck. So we'll have to understand what is the lechatchila and then what is the B'diavad. You go to the Ashkenazi Minyan, it can be done lightning fast, just don't blink. But we have to deal with that. So the Gemara in Brachot of Lamed writes that Avua deShmuel v'Levi k'shayu osim laderech hayu makdimim. When they would go on a trip, they would be makdim lihitpalel. They would pray early. When they were yosei laderech, doesn't say they're not doing it, it's not like they're going to save lives. They are tzela derech. They're going on a trip or business trip, whatever it is. They were makdimim leitpalel. They would pray early. What does that mean to pray early? Now the zman tefillah, if you look in the Gemara, would be from during the daytime, anetzach hama, from sunrise. That's when you ideally pray. So what does it mean they prayed early? How early is early? Rashi says kodem amud ha-shachar. Now if anetzach hama is sunrise, Amud HaShachar, we'll talk about in a little bit, is before that. That's, you know, we know the sun comes up at sunrise, but it's already getting light before that. So Amud HaShachar, which we'll deal with trying to figure out when that is once it gets a little bit light. Rashi says they would wake up so early, they would pray before Alot HaShachar. And he says you see that you're allowed to pray before Alot HaShachar, B'Sha'at HaDchak. The challenge that Tosfot asks is, whoa, wait a minute. That's the nighttime. Before Alot HaShachar means when? 2 in the morning? 3 in the morning? Before Alot HaShachar, there's no time frame, there's no lines, no demarcation, from Seyda Kochavim, sunset, when the stars come out the night before. There's Chatzot HaLaila maybe, there's midnight, Halachic midnight. You could pray anytime after Halachic midnight? That's crazy. Tosfot says, no. Tosfot says, really, 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 everyone should pray Shacharit after Anetzach Hama. After Anetzach Hama. After sunrise. That's the daytime. Shacharit is the tefillah of the yom. But the avad, you don't have a choice. You're leaving. You could pray already from Alot HaShachar. From Alot HaShachar is already considered to be enough of the daytime to pray then. But not before Alot HaShachar. Before Alot HaShachar, they say, Rashi, you're wrong. You're not allowed to say Shacharit before Alot HaShachar. If you did, it's a bracha levatalah. It doesn't count. Zero, nothing. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Karla Maaseh, we follow Tosfot. We follow Tosafot that L'chadchila, a person should pray after Anetzach Hama. They can't, for whatever reason, they got to be at work. Even every day, they got to be at work. This is what you guys are dealing with. People need to be at work early. They could already pray at Alot HaShachar, but certainly not before then. So when is Alot HaShachar? How do you figure out when Alot HaShachar? Sunrise, I know. You go to the NASA website, they tell you exactly when sunrise is. It seems simple. It's not that simple. There are two calculations. They're off by a little bit. Doesn't really matter. So when is Alot HaShachar? So if you look at Alot HaShachar, the Gemara in Pesachim seems to tell you, and this is a tshuva in Trumat HaDeshen, that Alot HaShachar is, now how do you describe it? Remember, the time of the Gemara, there's no watch. There's no watch. So they have to find some surrogate marker. That's for Talit. That's later. This is Alot HaShachar is earlier. The amount of time it takes to walk, Arba Mil. Mil is not exactly a mile, but it's a measurement that they knew. It's a distance. The time it takes a normal average person to walk 4 mil, that is Alot HaShachar. It sounds like a mil is in the Tarat Chazal, right? That a mil should be 18 minutes. We've discussed this, if you recall, on the morning of Hoshana Rabbah, exactly how that works. Not everybody was awake then, but we had a shiur about that. Well, let's assume it's 18 minutes. 18 minutes per mil times 4 is 72. 72 not real minutes, but halachic minutes, before Alot HaShachar. And the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnayot, in Brachot, he says, it's Shah v'chomesha, Shah v'chomesha, an hour and a fifth of an hour, 60 minutes plus 12, 72 minutes, no problem. The challenge is that the Rambam himself, in Perusha Mishnayot, again, but that was Brachot, this is Pesachim, he says, no, it sounds like it's 24 minutes per mil. 24 minutes per mil times 4, 96 minutes. That's an hour and 36 minutes. That's longer than 72 minutes. So usually we have this discussion, how late do you want to end Shabbat? How late do you want to end Shabbat? Somebody wants to hold 72 minutes. Somebody wants to hold 96 minutes. Tavolach and bracha. You want to hold more Shabbat? Hold more Shabbat. No problem. But here, it's a leniency, it's a kula. How early is Alot HaShachar? Because we're going to let you start saying Shacharit from Alot HaShachar. So if HaNetzach HaMa is at 7, let's say, so 72 minutes before is going to be 5:48. 96 minutes before is going to be 5:24. It's much earlier. You could start praying 20-something minutes earlier, so it's a leniency. So which do we follow? Rav Avi Yosef writes, and it seems to be the psak of all the Achronim, we follow the 18-minute meal. We talked about whether it's 18, how to exactly figure that out. We follow that to assume it's 72 halachic minutes. We generally convert the halachic minutes into degrees below the horizon, meaning, what do these minutes mean? What are they trying to get at? Chazal is trying to describe a level of darkness or a level of light. We can describe that more accurately. The Balatanya writes like this, Shulchan Aruch Harav, and that's how we reflect, that's how we practice, lemaaseh, that it's, how dark is it? How light is it? How do you measure darkness and lightness? What do you mean? How do you do that? We measure it by how low the sun is below the horizon. 72 minutes comes out to when the sun is 16.1 degrees below the horizon. We call that Alot HaShachar. If you look at our Zvanim chart, that's what we list as Alot HaShachar, when the sun is 16.1 degrees below the horizon. How do you calculate when the sun is 16.1 degrees below the horizon? I haven't the foggiest idea. It's based on an arc, and there's a calculation, and they do it for you. The computer does it for you, but you can do it. You just need a lot of paper. But you can figure it out yourself. We assume Alot HaShachar is 16, when the sun is 16.1 degrees below the horizon, that is Alot HaShachar. So what should the Seder HaTfilah be? What should the Seder HaTfilah be, let's say, because sometimes that's not so early. Sometimes, you know, people need to get to work early. Sometimes very, very, very early, then you can't pray. But before, if you have to be at work before Alot HaShachar, you're stuck. You got to pray afterwards. So what should it be? Rav Avi Yosef writes like this. He says, look, I don't really want you to do anything that of significance in Tfilah before the 72-minute mark. So he says, look, start 90 minutes before and say Korbanot, the Akedah, and at 72 minutes, or the 16.1 degrees, say Baruch Shammah. Better not to say anything before. You can't say any Shacharit. Forget Shmona Esrei. That doesn't count. Baruch Shammah. Say Baruch Shammah only at, right, only when it's 72 minutes or 16.1 degrees before sunrise. And the Korbanot, I mean, you realize how long he's giving you. He's giving you 18 minutes to say Korbanot in the Akedah. Just, okay, fine. I'm Yavin Yavin. These people are rushing. And you can do Baruch Shammah then continue. Now, the challenge is as follows. What about Talit and Tefillin? We didn't talk about Talit and Tefillin. Talit and Tefillin is the Zman of Mishiyakir. Mishiyakir. And it's not to say Mishiyakir. What does that mean? Mishiyakir et chavero, that you know, with Delet Amot. Meaning when you see somebody. So what is that? We assume that that's when the sun is 10.2 degrees below the horizon. Okay? We said Zman Alot HaShachar is when it's 16.1. This is 10.2. You can't put Talit and Tefillin until then. So ideally, if possible, we want you to say Shmona Esrei of Shacharit with Talit and Tefillin. So we want you to get up to the Zman of Mishiyakir, right Yishtabach. Say Yishtabach, get up to the Zman of Talit and Tefillin, put on Talit and Tefillin, then do Birkot Kriyat Shema, and Shmona Esrei. So you can at least get Shmona Esrei with Talit and Tefillin. Yeah, so we do. And he says, and you know what? If you're in such a rush, you're in such a rush, instead of doing the Amidah and then Chazarat Hashat, do it once out loud. Have the Chazan start out loud. Just everyone together, start out loud. Get up to Kedusha. Say Kedusha. And then everyone continue quietly. So they do it all the time. But now this is if you're in a big rush. And then, what about Vidui? He says you can skip Vidui if you don't have a choice. Vidui is a reshut, we generally assume. There's no requirement to say Vidui every day. It's okay to skip it. Again, he's saying, well, depending on the timing, depending on the tzibur that you have. He said, better to make sure you say Ashrei Uval Tzion. And again, we're talking about minutes here. But people have to get to work. They have to catch the train. The train's not waiting for anybody. So it's better to say Ashrei Uval Tzion because Ashrei, the Gemara says, that someone who says Ashrei three times a day is, right, it's wonderful, it's a wonderful thing, and that Uvalistion is called Kedusha de Sidra, that the whole world exists because of the Kedusha de Sidra, it's best to say, to make sure it's better to say Ashrein Uvalistion than it is to get in Vidui. It's better to do all of it. It's better to do all of it clearly. That's the right answer. Always better to do all of it. He says, and then take off the tefillin, and as you're leaving, do the Shir Shalom and the Ktoret, as you're walking, as you're getting somewhere. That is the very, 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 very bare minimum. And what about Sefer Torah? So you want to get Sefer Torah. So Sefer Torah, he says, is better to do than any of the other things afterwards. Once you finish Shmona Esrei, again, he's doing it once. You're doing it out loud till Kedushah, and then they're doing the rest quietly. You should read the Torah. If they only have 5 more minutes, take out the Torah, read the Torah, and everything else, say quietly on your own. That is preferable to anything else, because Kriyat Torah may come back all the way to Takanat Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe Rabbeinu said you have to read the Torah every 3 days. So we have to, we're talking about level of priority, talking about people who really, 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 really are stuck. If you're really, really stuck, and you can't pray with a minyan, there's no minyan even then, the earliest time to say Shmona Esrei, we assume it's Alot HaShachar. The challenge is you can't put on Talit and Tefillin then. If you're doing it at exactly Alot HaShachar, you can't put on Talit and Tefillin until the Zman later. So the challenge is always, okay, so you'll put on Talit and Tefillin later. The challenge is, it's very, very hard to remember. It's very, very hard to remember to put on Talit and Tefillin when you're not davening. I would strongly suggest, that's why you have a smartphone, set an alarm, set a reminder to put on Talit and Tefillin. Whenever I've had to do this, it's always hard to find the time. Because we're used to putting it on for tefillah. You had to pray early because you had to catch a plane, you had to catch a thing. You're allowed to say Shmona Esrei, you're allowed to say Shachar if you have to. You can't say anything before, but that's the bare minimum. So you have to make sure you set a reminder, you set something to make sure you put on Talit and Tefillin later, and to say Kriyat Shema with Tefillin.